Good morning. Today I'll be discussing a passage from The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald. So The Great Gatsby is a classic American novel set in the summer of 1922, but written in 1925. It is told in a first-person perspective from Nick Carraway's point of view, looking into the titular character Jay Gatsby's life and those around him. This time period was during the Jazz Age, and it is known as a period where people pursued pleasure. And this novel is recounting, it's very reflective, and it's recounting the events of when Nick Carraway met Gatsby and his pursuit of Daisy, a long-lost lover, and the events that led to his death. This passage in particular is in Chapter 7, and it is the point leading up to the climax of the whole novel, where Tom Buchanan confronts Gatsby and Daisy and demands that Daisy comes back to him. And it's a very significant point of the novel because it is where we realize that at the end of this passage, Tom has actually won. So today's the argument I'd like to make is that F. Scott Fitzgerald uses a strained and tension-filled atmosphere with dramatic elements in order to characterize Daisy as an indecisive woman with a dual personality and to convey the idea that Tom has won and that Gatsby is now fighting a losing battle. So my first argument, my first point to support this argument is that the author characterizes Daisy as a woman who is indecisive, deceitful, and materialistic in order to convey the thematic idea that she is not the sweet and innocent woman that Gatsby makes her out to be. My second argument is that Fitzgerald uses the diction and the dialogue and setting as a device to enhance the tension-filled atmosphere and present the conflict between Tom and Gatsby. And my third point would be that the author characterizes Tom and Gatsby as foils to one another in order to foreshadow or hint that Gatsby has lost and that Daisy will choose Tom over Gatsby. So to demonstrate the first argument that I made about Daisy not being a sweet and innocent girl like Gatsby thinks she is, in line one of this passage, she is confronted and asked to state that she never loved Tom. She states that she never loved him, but then it is explicitly said that she said this with reluctance. This creates juxtaposition, and it has connotations that she is battling with herself, and almost as if she's lying and she is being deceitful. It further shows that she's unwilling to admit these feelings, and it accentuates this idea that she has a dual personality. Furthermore, her very short and sharp phrases gives off this tone that she is very reluctant, and it gives this contrast between her sweet and bubbly personality. This can be seen in line four, where she just says no with a period at the end. Furthermore, in when it is described how her voice is, when she pleads Tom to stop, her voice is described as cold, but the rancor was gone from it. And this furthermore shows her harsh tone and this idea that she is not very sweet. And the rancor that was gone from it shows that it's almost as if she's been defeated and she has given up. And it gives the readers this feeling that we are finally able to see through the lies and the deceitful image that she has created for us. She's then characterized as very scared, but also dramatic in line 12 to 13, where it is stated that her hands were trembling, and then she suddenly threw the cigarette and burning match on the carpet. The verb trembling has connotations of fear and being very shaken and scared. And it contrasts immensely with the next line where she suddenly threw the cigarettes and burning match on the carpet, and it therefore accentuates the fact that she's very dramatic, almost as if her older characterization is a mere illusion, and she's all doing it in order to enhance this idea that she's very dramatic and she wants people to see her. And then in the very last line of the passage, when Tom confronts Gatsby about bootlegging, he states that that he'd have to steal the ring to put it on her finger. And the fact that he brings up the ring as opposed to any other object creates this idea that Daisy is materialistic and she values this idea of diamonds, and she values money above all else, and therefore uses that as a device to bring down Gatsby and therefore accentuate this idea that she's materialistic and not the woman who we have come to know. Next, I will be talking about my second point, which was that the diction used in a dialogue and setting enhances the tension-filled atmosphere and presents the conflict between Tom and Gatsby. First of all, when we the first time we see this, we hear about or read about the setting, it is this, it is described as the sound from the chords from the ballroom beneath being muffled and suffocating. These two adjectives have connotations of being very oppressed, and therefore it further accentuates this tension in the atmosphere. Furthermore, the fact that the chords are muffled and suffocating also personifies the chords, and it also gives us auditory imagery so that we can almost picture or hear it, and therefore we feel that tension and the dramatic flair in this scene, in this passage. Furthermore, the fact that it is drifting on hot waves of air, the term hot has very heat, a lot of heat, and it creates this very intense atmosphere, and it brings out the dramaticness of it all. And then when Daisy and Tom have a small argument of discussing whether or not Tom cares about Daisy and whether she matters to him, this short and direct dialogue between the two of them has this very scornful tone, but it also reflects one of an old married couple, and it therefore excludes Gatsby from the conversation, almost as if she has already picked Tom and no longer wants Gatsby. The last point I'd like to make is that the author characterizes Tom and Gatsby as foils to one another, and it foreshadows this idea that Tom will win the fight to the pursuit of Daisy. This can first be seen when he is when he's characterized as someone who is savage in line 20. It shows that he has the upper hand, and it shows a shift in the way they behave, both Gatsby and Tom, because it is the first time that they have switched roles, and Tom now has the upper hand, and he is attacking Gatsby. Furthermore, in line 24, it is stated that the words seem to bite physically into Gatsby. First of all, this is personification, as it Fitzgerald is using the words to convey this idea that Gatsby is extremely hurt. Furthermore, the connotations of bite creates this very hurt or like injured feeling, and therefore we see that Gatsby is it is taking a toll on Gatsby. Then in line 36, in line 35 to 36, we can see that Gatsby has a touch of panic, and it's almost as if he's lost his calm, and he is now very shaken and scared. And it contrasts immensely with that of Tom, as he's almost taunting him when he asks the rhetorical question, "I'm not," to when Daisy says, when Gatsby states that Daisy is not going to be with him anymore. His characterization of wide eyes and laughing further creates this taunting idea that he's so sure of himself that he is now having the upper hand in this fight. And then lastly, in line 41, there's further personification as Tom's words were suddenly leaned down over Gatsby. It has this very forceful tone, but it also creates this idea that he is dominant and that the words are looming over Gatsby. It makes him this idea that he's towering over above him and he is greater than Gatsby, and it therefore shows that foreshadows this idea that Gatsby has lost the battle and Tom has now won. To conclude, F. Scott Fitzgerald uses many literary devices in order to portray this idea that Daisy is not the sweet and loving woman that Gatsby thinks she is. And it is through this characterization that we get this the atmosphere that it is very tension-filled. And therefore, we see that she is materialistic and will therefore pick Tom security over Gatsby. Thank you.
Thank you. What deeper meaning or thematic ideas arise with our understanding of Daisy's characterization in this passage?
Well, first of all, we could link it back to the American Dream and this idea that, first let me define what the American Dream is. It's the pursuit of, is this optimistic idea that life will get better and this idea of individualism and that there will be progress. And the fact that Daisy is not who we think she is kind of makes it seem like an illusion, and this idea that Gatsby is striving for something that he'll never be able to reach. And it therefore reflects onto the American Dream and this idea that although we can pursue it, we will never achieve the American Dream.
And is there an example in this passage that really reflects that sentiment?
What do you mean?
Is there a spot in the passage where you find that is true, where we see both Daisy's character as you talked about her, as well as your connection to the American Dream?
I would say when she lies, because she stated first that she never loved Tom, but then later on she contradicts herself and says that she did love him, but she also loves Gatsby now, and it creates this idea that she's deceitful, and it kind of reflects onto the American Dream and this idea that it is deceiving us.
Excellent. Changing the characters here, how does Fitzgerald use the characterization of Tom in the beginning of the passage versus the end of the passage, and what's the effect?
So Tom in the beginning, he's not very sure of himself, and he has this tender and raw feeling to him, especially when he asks confronts Daisy about if she ever loved him in the past, and states specific moments, and it therefore shows that he was very hurt and he's very unsure of himself. And then later on there's a shift and you can see him being more aggressive and then finally very cocky and confident, because he has realized that he now has the upper hand and he is winning. And it therefore conveys this idea, it foreshadows that Daisy will pick him, and it therefore shows that Gatsby will not be able to reach his goal.
Thank you. That's the end of this examination.